No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carricker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carricker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carricker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here's your host, Adam Carricker.
Welcome, everybody, to Adam Carricker on The Ticket. It is a glorious Monday morning. And if you are the parent of kids who went back to school today, it's a bit of a mixed bag of emotions. All summer long, of course, my family was here and there and every frickin' where because we did the world's longest move. But that point aside, there were 6 little beings running around my house causing anarchy and chaos. I love them very much. For the past 3 months, and they're nowhere to be found. It's so frickin' quiet. The quiet is so deafening, it's about to drive me crazy. Yet it's so peaceful. It's about to drive me crazy. All right. If you have kids who went back to school today because they're in the LPS school system, couple of things. Number one, I'm sure your life is a little calmer, a little crazier because the first day of school, but also it seems a little bit out of sorts. And that's okay because I'm feeling the same freaking way. I can't wait for my kids to come home later today, but I'm also going to enjoy the time in between as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Adam Carricker. On The Ticket, as always, we got a loaded show for you fine folks today. I want to put some thoughts, final thoughts real quick on the Summer Olympics. Personally, my favorite Olympics, okay? I love the Winter Olympics. I had a chance to do some rehab down in Pensacola, Florida, right next to Lindsey Vonn a few years ago when my family and I lived there for, what was it, four months while we rehabbed my knee and she was down there rehabbing her knee. I actually beat her in a skiing competition one time. Now it was a video game with a leg press machine, but we're going to pretend like it was for the Olympic gold in the middle of Salt Lake City, because I'm pretty sure that's where the Winter Olympics are going to be held somewhere, I think, the next 8 to 12 years. And she was not happy afterwards. Basically, you had to mimic what was going on the screen, and we'll ignore the fact that I was farther along in my rehab than her. But she was not happy, but... yeah, it was pretty cool to get to know someone like that. But I love the Summer Olympics. Personally, I love track. Swimming blows my mind when you think about those long races, the endurance that takes. Okay, gymnastics is a sport that I watch, and I literally have the utmost respect for, because I know that if I tried that, I would break my face, and I'm okay with that. Soccer. The women bring home gold. The men bring home gold in basketball. And the women did great in basketball as well, bringing home championships. And it's one of those things where I love the Summer Olympics. So real quick, we're going to chat about the Summer Olympics, mostly the medal count, mostly because the USA had the most. But I also want to give my thoughts on Deion Sanders' insanity. And I'm a Coach Prime guy. I root for him to win almost all of his games, definitely not their second game of the year in Lincoln. But I believe certain, like when certain programs are better, I think college football is better. Okay. As much as I dislike Miami of Florida, mostly because of, you know, games of the bygone years past, but college football is better when Miami's better. Okay. College football is better when Notre Dame is better. I hate the fact that they get to have their cake and eat it too. Okay. That annoys the crap out of me, and it always will until someday it changes, because they won't have all the leverage at some point with what the Big Ten and SEC are doing. But teams like Oregon, actually, who they've actually never won a national title, but teams like that, when they're better, when Nebraska is better, college football is better. So I root for what's best for college football. I hope Iowa loses every game they ever play. Same with Texas, and I'm okay with that. I actually root for Oklahoma. Friendly rivalry there. I wish we could play more often, to be honest with you. Colorado. Don't really root for Colorado, but I root for Coach Prime. When Deion Sanders, when his teams are doing good, college football is better. It's more entertaining. He brings eyeballs to the sport. He brings a celebrity status to the sport that just nobody else can bring. Okay, he brings things to the sport I don't even think Nick Saban could bring, as great as Nick Saban is, okay? That's just my opinion. And yes, I've been very open. He was my favorite NFL player when I was growing up, so that absolutely influences me. But his insanity and what's going on, or what is allegedly going on in that locker room at CU, from gambling debts to guns and et cetera, et cetera. It's just, I'll offer some quick thoughts there as well. And then I want to get back. Andy Janovich, actually, shout out to Andy. He's always down to come on and talk some Husker football. He's going to join me at 12:30 today as well. Always love talking to Andy. Nebraska fullbacks. It doesn't get much better than that, ladies and gentlemen. I do want to dive back into my preseason top 15 rankings. The odds of getting through all 15 teams with the amount of time that I'm going to have left after we talk about everything else is about zero. It's roughly about zero. So I'm hoping, because I did 15 or 25 through 15 on Friday, I'm hoping I can just get 15 through 10 today. Okay, so I can do my top 10 this Friday. As you find folks know, every Monday and Friday, I'm live. Tuesday, I'm talking pro wrestling with DP, Derek Pearson, the face that runs the place. Thursday is the Big Ten show. Wednesday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, here on the most loaded hour, or one of the most loaded hours on radio. Steve Taylor, former All-American Nebraska quarterback, comes in, does his rap session, and drops that knowledge. Real quick, before we dive into my final thoughts on the Summer Olympics, give some quick thoughts on Coach Prime's insanity. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Bonzo Pool and Spa. Check them out at bonzopool.com. They do a great job putting in pools, putting in hot tubs. If you have such things, the aforementioned things, pools, hot tubs, saunas as well, go to bonzopool.com. They do a great job of taking care of those things once you have them in as well. All right, the Summer Olympics. Medal count. I found this very interesting. United States, okay, just looking at the gold and silver medals, there was 84 total for the United States. 40 gold medals, 44 silver medals, so 84 gold and silver. Okay, Katie Ledecky of the USA in the women's 1,500-meter freestyle medley. Okay, just kind of does what she does, just blows people out of the water. She's someone who blows my mind, because a lot of those races are endurance-type races. And I get in the pool, and honestly, I swim for like 3 minutes, and I probably was out of gas about 90 seconds before 3 minutes came around. So the things that impress me the most are endurance. I mean, it all impresses me, to be honest with you. But endurance, swimmers, gymnastics blows my mind. Soccer, what a lot of these athletes can do is just mind-blowing to me. Okay. So China, all right, they had 40 gold medals, 27 silver medals. I will say this, some of the breakdancing did not blow my mind at all. I'm pretty sure I could have done some of that. And that's all I got to say about that. All right, moving on. If you saw any of the breakdancing videos, some of it was more impressive than other things, that is for sure. Japan had 20 gold medals as well. Australia, 18 gold medals. France, 16 gold medals, focusing on the gold medals at this point. Netherlands, 15 gold medals. Great Britain, 14 gold medals. All right. Republic of Korea, 13 gold medals. Italy, 12 gold medals. And just for full disclosure, they had 13 silver medals and 15 bronze medals as well. Germany had 12 gold medals, 13 silver medals, and 8 bronze medals. But the U.S. had the most amount of medals. And I was just kind of curious, which Olympians had the most amount of medals all time? Okay. And I knew who number one was. Number one was Michael Phelps. All right. 28 total medals, 23 gold medals. Think about that. That's just crazy to me. Katie Ledecky, the aforementioned, 14 total medals, 9 gold medals. Mark Spitz, 11 total medals, 9 gold medals. Carl Lewis, a lot of Americans in here. Pretty much the whole list. All right. Carl Lewis, if you remember him, he was good in so many different track events all around. Phenomenal athlete. 10 total medals, 9 gold medals. Jenny Thompson, Olympic swimmer, American Olympic swimmer, if you're not familiar. 12 total medals, 8 gold medals throughout her Olympic career so far as well. So the Summer Olympics, something I enjoy watching. I particularly enjoy, I'm amazed by some of the things that some of these athletes can do. Personally, I'm drawn to track, just the speed. Like Bobby Bowden said, speed, either you have it or you're chasing it. One of my favorite quotes of all time. So I'm always drawn to track. So that's something I always enjoy watching very much. And the photo finishes. And I've seen the GIFs, you know, the difference between like in the 100 men's final, like the difference between being a world champion and being fourth place. And I don't even know who fourth place was. So not even having your name, no disrespect. They work their butts off and they are fast. But the difference between being a world champion and being fourth and not even getting on the podium at all is that. Like literally the snap of my fingers. That's the difference. That's how it's crazy. That's how hard they have to train. That's how close it is. And that's how little room for error it is. And that's one of the reasons it appeals to me so much. All right, kind of moving on.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. All right, a report came out, you know, guns in the locker room and gambling debts being owed and players getting slapped in the faces, so to speak. I believe it was Cormani McClain, who's now at Florida, who's one of Deion, if not his most highest talked about rated recruits of all time. I believe it was alleged that his son Shiloh Sanders actually slapped him in the face. There's a 5-star offensive tackle who was going to be asked to contribute for Colorado as a true freshman this fall. And reports are that last spring he had to get in a fight with another offensive lineman, you know, to prove his toughness or to prove his manhood. You know, some of this, I mean, I'm just going to be honest. It's not the first time I've heard of someone having to fight to prove their toughness, so to speak, in a football locker room. And whether you like it, don't like it, agree or disagree with that, that in a way, depending on the locker room, depending on the culture, has been a part of football for a while. I don't know that you go. I've actually been a part of locker rooms where there was a fight club, just FYI. But I don't know if that's a part of every football locker room. And I do think it's definitely not the way that it once was. But honestly, the things that stuck out to me, you know, was the guns and the gambling debts. And, you know, when you've got people getting NIL and a lot of these young men grew up in rough situations and they've got, you know, more money than they probably could have imagined as a young man in some of their situations. And gambling can be addictive. It can be fun. It can also lead to issues, like in the Colorado locker room, so to speak. I think the thing that actually stuck out to me the most was probably the guns. I believe there was a picture of Deion fishing with one of his players, and there was a gun right there in play sight. And they kind of have debates about who's the most strapped on the team, at least according to the reports, allegedly. You know, that's an issue. That's a problem. I think that goes without saying. I think that's beyond obvious. When I think of Deion Sanders, I think great player, a coach who had great success, okay, at his previous school, given a great chance at Colorado, a lot of publicity. I always thought of a guy who was flashy, who utmost confidence. You can call him cocky if you want, but is it really cocky if you can back it up? And so those are all the things that I kind of like, but this reminds me a little bit more of Miami-type locker rooms, University of Miami of Florida-type locker rooms. And I've known some of those guys who went to Miami, and I got the opportunity to actually meet some of them who played, and I didn't get to know them, but I got to meet them, some of the guys who played in the late 80s, early 90s, especially 80s Miami's locker rooms. And I didn't envision Colorado kind of turning into that, and that's what this reminds me of. And the other thing that sticks out is there's blatant favorites. Okay, obviously his two sons, Travis Hunter, there was a video put out on X, at least that's where I saw it, where he's talking about don't touch Shadur. Well, he's a quarterback. Okay, fine. Don't touch Travis. And I was like, Travis Hunter, like you can't touch him in practice. And he goes, I'm not playing favorites, but this is just the way it is. That's what he said. And I'm like, well, you are playing favorites. It's beyond obvious. And the fact that Travis can't even be touched. Now, an argument could be made. This guy's going to play more snaps because he's going to play both ways, offense and defense, than any other guy on that entire team throughout the season. And I understand that argument. But I think when you stand in front of the team, it's one thing to give the quarterbacks like green jerseys when I played at Nebraska. And you just don't touch the guys with green jerseys. Okay, no big deal. Maybe there's a guy who's injured and he dons a green jersey as well. That didn't happen a lot, but it happened every once in a while. Okay, the guy's injured. He's trying to get reps. He's trying to get back into the flow. Let's be smart. Let's not, you know, re-injure our teammate who's trying to get back on the path to being healthy. Cool. No problem with that. But when you stand in front of the team and you specifically say, don't touch this guy, and this guy, that just comes across different. Everybody already knows there's favorites on that team, but you just stand there and just say it. It comes across different. It rubs me the wrong way. Frankly, it comes across as not only favoritism, division in the locker room, which you're clearly seeing, which he is clearly, whether he realizes it or not, as much as I root for Coach Prime. And trust me, I want him to succeed. I wish it was not at Colorado, but I want him to succeed because he brings eyeballs and frankly, an electricity and a celebrity to college football that just, I don't know that anyone else can bring. And I love it. I love it. When Colorado was 3-0 last year, I wasn't excited that Nebraska was a part of those first three opponents, but I was excited about the buzz it was creating. But man, I tell you what, he's blatantly making a division in the locker room, whether he realizes it or not. And it's happening in the locker room and the reports are coming out. And I wonder what happens one day whenever Deion's gone. He's not going to stay at Colorado forever. He may not even stay there long. And boy, he better win this year. I tell you what, the only thing that's going to cure what's going on or what's coming out is winning. And whether people like it or not, winning cures just about everything. If he wins, it'll be forgotten. If he doesn't, more stories are going to come out and more stories will leak out. And one day when he's not there, especially if it doesn't go well, when people have no reason to hold back, then I wonder what comes out. And I hope I'm wrong on that. I really do. So for me, I think Coach Prime is not interested in developing players. He's interested in getting players that are ready to go, which is why he prefers the transfer portal. And that's a risky way to try to build a team. Okay, it's the way he wants to do it. It's a way of trying to get instant talent. You can almost hearken it back to when Bill Snyder was trying to build Kansas State and he was bringing in junior college players, a little bit more ready type players. And he had success with that, especially for what Kansas State was before he got there, which was a very struggling program. He built them up and they've been good ever since. So I'm curious to see if this can work for Deion, but it's not going to work if you don't have a culture. People are going to leave. People are going to go on social media and complain. People are going, if they lose right out the gate, and they've got North Dakota State, I tell you what, that is not a gimme. That is the opposite. Now, when I talk about culture, they've got a culture. Okay, then you get to come to Lincoln. Come on in, boys. Everybody be hydrated for that game. Let's see how your culture is there. And then you're going to play Colorado State, whether you think they're any good or not. That's their Super Bowl. If Colorado doesn't do well those first three games, that's when you can see the culture of Colorado, if it's as bad as it appears to be, if it isn't, and how that goes. The one final thought I had, and I'm actually going to stick up a little bit for Deion on this, the way he went after some of the reporters. Now, I know what it's like to be on both sides of this mic. I know what it's like to be the player, not a coach, but a player being interviewed, and I know what it's like to be over here interviewing players, coaches, etc. And I've always been of the opinion that being a coach, part of your job is talking to the media. A player, to a degree, I think it's part of being a team leader, but I don't know. I guess it's part of your job now that you're getting paid NIL. But I've always thought that if somebody got frustrated with a member of the media, right, wrong, or indifferent, they're entitled to their opinion. But they don't really control the narrative. So if a certain media member doesn't like how he's treated, you can post it on social media, and then you can lambaste the coach for that. And honestly, that's the perfectly fine thing to do if you're that member of the media and you feel disrespected. I'm not knocking anybody in the media. I'm part of the media now. I have the utmost respect now that I've been on this side for 11, going on 11 years, over a decade, what this takes. It takes a lot of hard work, time, and dedication. There was a time after I'd been misquoted, partially quoted, and certain members of the media for NFL teams I played for were clearly looking for headlines and clickbaits. I wasn't the biggest fan of the media as a whole, but then I got to meet certain people and get to know them more individually. And what you find is that 95% of the folks you meet are just gigantic sports fans who love sports and they're working their butts off to do the best they can. You've always got those one or two, you know, people who are a pain in the butt, but you can find that anywhere. You can find that working at the pool, working at McDonald's, working wherever. So I don't know if that's, you know, newsworthy when it pertains to the media, because most people are great folks who just love sports and want to do a great job. But I will stick up for Prime when it comes to this Deion, whatever you want to call him. If he has an issue and he wants to call a person out at the press conference, hey, I got no problem with that, because they have, I talk about people publicly. So why can't he call me out publicly if he wants to? If you're going to say things on a show like I do all the time, or write them in an article or put them out for the world to see. Now, maybe he could have done it more professionally, but he didn't name call. He didn't F-bomb. He didn't even yell. His whole chemistry thing, what is chemistry? If you saw that clip, that clip hasn't been circulating as much. I was kind of like, all right, now you're digging a little bit. At a certain point, you can just answer a guy's question, because a guy asked him about chemistry and then he disregarded the question, goes, what is chemistry? You guys talk about it all the time. I did think it was funny when he was like, half you don't even have it at home, but you go home anyways, or something to that effect. I thought that line was actually pretty funny. But a player or a coach has the right to respond and has the right to respond publicly. I would just ask that you keep it respectful, which honestly, he didn't make anything disrespectful, I didn't think, except towards CBS. And he didn't make it personal. I'm actually going to be fine with that. I got no problem with that. That man didn't like something that CBS did. I don't know what it is. Deion didn't like something, and he had no problem verbalizing it. I did not see a clip where there was an insult, an F-bomb, raising of the voice, and nothing was made personal. He basically just said, I got nothing to do with CBS. They know what they did, and I ain't going to mess with it. He actually complimented the reporter who worked for a local CBS station there in Denver, who's like, I'm not part of the national CBS. He says, hey, you work for him. This ain't personal. I respect you. He actually showed that guy respect. It's who you work for as a whole. And so I'm actually, that's the one thing that I'm going to say, hey, I got no problem with it. Everything else, they might have gigantic issues at Colorado, but we'll see how those first three games go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We're going to pay some bills, and then I'll be joined by former Nebraska fullback Andy Janovich right after this.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.